Next patient is Abdullah Saleh Obaid, OBAAID. It's a consultation request by Dr. Shailesh Shetty. Reason for consultation: atrial fibrillation, flutter, evaluation for electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation. History: patient is a 50-year-old male with paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, flutter period. Patient is complaining of chest pain, shortness of breath, dizziness associated with the atrial fibrillation, flutter period. Patient is referred to me for electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation for atrial fibrillation, atrial flutter period. Current medication, diltiazem, ER 120 mg daily, metoprolol, succinate 100 mg daily, Xarelto 20 mg daily period. Allergies, no non-allergies, social history, no history of smoking or alcohol use. Patient chew tobacco period. Occupational history, patient is running a mini-mart period. Family history, no history of premature coronary disease or cardiac dysrhythmia. Previous system in general, during recent weight gain, weight loss, inhibition of hearing impairment, cardiovascular. Aspirin history, permanent no history of pneumonia, COPD. Abdominal history, no CO meeting and diarrhea, estimated no history of arthritis. Neurological, no history of seizures or TIA. On examination, blood pressure 110 over 60, double C, 70, respiration 16, weight is 215 pound. HEND, no JVD, lungs clear, bilaterally heart is regular rate and rhythm 1 over 6 systolic murmur, head of the sternum, border, there is no gallop or up, abdomen soft, normal active, ball sound, extremity, no edema. Clinical condition number 1, atrial fibrillation, flutter. Number 2, obesity. Recommendation. Patient has atrial fibrillation flutter, recently went to the hospital with a symptomatic atrial fibrillation flutter period. Discuss with the patient regarding ablation for atrial fibrillation flutter versus lifelong medical treatment period. Patient like to undergo ablation rather than lifelong medical treatment period. Procedures can benefit. Discuss in detail. Possible risk include but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, perforation of the heart period. Patient is also aware that success of the procedure is 70% to 80% and sometimes need more than one procedure period. Apparently, patient has no structural heart disease. Echocardiogram showed a normal left ventricular function period. Next paragraph. Thank you very much, Dr. Shetty, for asking me to participate in the care of this patient. Please send a copy to Dr. Shailesh Shetty.